Hi, I'm Anushka.
And I'm Akila.
And you're listening to
To the Fifth Dimension. In this episode, we will be unpacking feminism in the realm of business.
Before we start, let's give a formal definition of what feminism actually is. So according to the Urban Dictionary, feminism is the advocacy of women's right on the ground of the equality of the sexes. It's not about women not shaving or waxing or wearing makeup. It's about believing that women and men, and obviously all other genders, are equal. It's about having the choice not to wear makeup and not to wax without feeling like you're compromising on your femininity, right?
Yeah. Feminism, in definition, should just be defined as equality and the right to, like, choose what a woman can and cannot do. Not just a woman, like any gender, but yes, the equality of genders is what feminism is all about. And even though it has the word femme in it, yeah, it doesn't mean it's just about women. And we'll talk about this later in the episode, but you know, like, this whole idea that feminism is women's supremacy and like hating men is like, the term we use for that is pseudo-feminism or like
feminazi.
Yeah, which is, I don't like that term.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, it's kind of extremist term. So, I just want to say, like, I just want to emphasize again that saying that you're not a feminist means that you're saying that you don't believe in equal rights.
Yeah.
Is basically it. Like, feminism to its core is just equality. That's just what I want to put out there. So please don't take feminism as anything else. I know it's a very distorted term, but it's not what you think. It's just equality.
Yeah, as you said, it's just equality. And the thing is, nowadays when you tell someone that you're a feminist, they tend to like, you know, like turn away or like give you that look that, oh, like you're that type of person.
Oh my God,
and yeah, honestly, that really annoys me because the fact that women as a minority, their rights and equality are literally debated. Like, any minority, this happens. And it's very, like, disheartening to see. Because, like, why can't we just exist? Like,
yeah, why can't we exist without you questioning every action of us? Making us feel like we're not feminine for doing certain things. Or feeling like we can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, just because we're women. Like, that's so, it's insane.
It's a very bizarre phenomenon.
Yeah, like, I remember, like, you were talking about this. You said this to me in some context. Like, tell them, like, what do you think about the racism thing? Like, how bizarre it is.
Yeah. For example, like, the whole idea of racism, like, the when we boil it down, it's just hating someone for their appearance, which is just, like, a very bizarre thing. Like, obviously now, like, there's a lot of history attached to it. But when we just think about it, it's, like, hating someone for the color of their skin. That's so odd. And yeah, even, like, for like, misogyny.
Yeah, misogyny. Oh, my God, I just said for feminism. Yeah.
Even for misogyny and the patriarchy, it's, like, we reinforce these gender roles so much to the point where we don't look at women as humans, as like, yeah, a part of the society.
They're so objectified.
Like, yeah, yeah, objectified, and like we have to stick to certain roles. Like, obviously men, there are gender roles for men as well, but they've never had their rights taken away for certain things, right?
Yeah. They don't like constantly feel threatened.
Yeah.
For something. Not that we're trying to like put anyone down.
Yeah, again, it's just about equality, but
yeah,
it is called feminism at the end of the day, so we're going to be emphasizing a lot about women's issues today.
Yeah, and also just want to clarify, we're not disregarding any other gender.
Yeah,
we're just kind of focusing more on women and female and male.
Yeah,
so like, don't feel like we're like, oh my God, nothing else exists. There's, yeah, a lot of other genders. We're not discriminating. We're just
simply sticking to the gender binary today because it's about the patriarchy.
Easier to discuss the patriarchy on these.
Yeah, we're not trying to like exclude non-binary people. We're just having a discussion.
Yeah, another thing that we need to define that I want to say was feminist businesses. Now, these are companies established by activists involved in the feminist movement. Honestly, I feel like a lot of you guys like do see this, like feminism is being used as a marketing tool by a lot of companies and businesses. And you know what, like, it's absolutely okay if that's one of the values, if you truly believe in that, like if your business truly respects feminism. But then when you're using it, like as a marketing tool, you're priding yourself over it and you don't even respect women. Like, that's disgusting. Like, we spoke a lot about this in our previous episode, but like in the context of sustainability.
Yeah,
so if you could, like, you should probably go listen to that. But
in the previous episode, as you said, we expanded a lot about performative activism. I mean, specifically sustainability, but performative activism in general is very, like, morally wrong, in my opinion. And it feels so, like, it feels disrespectful to people who are actually trying to change the society and, like, mold it in a way where everyone, you know, benefits, or like, you know, you get what I mean.
Yeah. It's like, it feels very much like betrayal when you're working so hard to become a better person. Like, when you're trying to be like, oh, I want to support sustainability, I want to be a sustainable person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, like, specifically shop at a brand because they promote that. And then you realize that they're not even sustainable. Like, they're just, like, faking it. Yeah. Like, you feel so cheated. H&M, that was for you.
Like, not again.
Oh my god, like, not again.
Yeah, but like, especially like that example, like that also applies to feminism in businesses. Like, it feels, it feels so off to, you know, use that as a point of selling when you're not even actually participating in it. It feels sort of like a mockery to actual feminists, and it feels so wrong. Like, I don't know how someone would be able to do that with, like, without feeling any, like, any sort of guilt for it.
It's truly, truly, like, a mockery. Like, you're right. It's, like, mocking women in general. It's mocking people who respect that sort of ideal of, you know, equality. But, I really want to talk about this. I want to talk about girl bosses.
Yes.
You know what a girl boss is. But, like, let me just give you an introduction. So, the whole girl boss slogan, that term was coined by Sofia Amoroso, the founder of Nasty Gal, in a 2014 book titled Girl Boss. It's defined in the Urban Dictionary as a woman who's self-made, running their own business and acting as their own boss. Now, the term was really popularized. I mean, like, you remember, like, it was everywhere. It was literally plastered everywhere on mugs, on books. Oh my god, especially on planners and notebooks.
Yes, I have a book that says girl boss something about,
oh my god, it's everywhere. Like, so pencil cases, like, hashtag girl boss. It was everywhere. It used to be like a compliment. Okay, it was like the highest form. It was like, oh my god, that's what I want to be. But now it's like a joke. Like, this entire thing, which is meant to be so encouraging for women, is like a joke, and it's like an insult. And it's because I feel like nothing that's put out for women ever sustains as a sort of, I don't know, encouragement. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Because I'm not being able to phrase my thoughts.
No, it's sort of like, exactly what you mean.
Yeah, like, everything that's put out for women is sort of just changed. Like, if it's positive, it's made into a negative. If it's meant to be like a compliment, it's made into an insult.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that truly stays in the form it's delivered in when it's for good intent.
Yeah, because if you think about it, it's just, like, recently that people have, like, come to start hating feminism more for some reason. Like if we talk about, like, you know, in, like, 2015 or 16, like, I mean, I was a little kid back then. But still, like, if you said, like, you were a feminist then, like, I don't remember people going about and being like, oh, like, feminists, oh my god. But, like, you would think that now that, like, the internet, everyone has access to it. I mean, like, even in 2015, I gave a bad example there. But you'd think that now that everything is more popularized on the internet, you'd think that, like, it would be more progressive. But instead, it has turned out to be, like, more people hating on minorities for some reason and, like, being able to express their thoughts. And and sometimes those thoughts need to be kept to yourself if you're going to sit there and hate on minorities for no reason.
I know, like, why are we not, like, I'm sorry, I'm just so stuck in this because, like, this whole slogan was there to uplift women. Like, okay, it was sort of cringy at times.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, but it was a good thing. And now it's just, like, it's a meme, it's a joke. And if a girl's being, like, you know, sort of, like, in control, and, like, she's like, oh my god, people will be like, oh my god, she's a bitch, she's such a bossy woman just because she knows what she wants.
Yeah.
No?
That again ties into women in the workplace, which we're going to talk more about later. But, you know, like, women are called as bossy, as like, you know, like when...
It's negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, when have you ever heard a man being called bossy? Like, it's always like, oh, they're so masculine. And
I know. Like, okay. So, like, when a woman is like... in control and knows what she wants and gives out like stern instructions and all, people just are so ready to label her as bossy and being a bitch. And as you said, like, when a man does it, it's so like, yeah, he's like so masculine. Like, why is that like, I don't get it.
Again, because of gender roles and stereotypes, and women are more emotional and moody and blah blah blah. And it's like that is so, like, it's so hard to work around, especially if you're a woman in a business and you're trying to prove yourself. You have to put so much more effort than a man would have to put. Like, obviously, like, even men have to prove themselves in businesses if they want to be in power. But women in power often have to do above and beyond. Like, they have to, first of all, they have to prove that, you know, regardless of being a woman, they can do this. And that whole ideology is so, like, it's so bizarre to me how that's still there. Like, when you see, like, there's not that many women in power that we think of, like, in politics, right?
Yeah.
In politics, in governments. Like, obviously, it's, like, increased, like, throughout the years, but... it's still like a very slow process, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere that is like truly progressive anytime soon.
You know, like, okay, see, like, one thing I wanted to really bring up was that when a man like makes a mistake in his business and all, it's like, oh my God, like, he'll obviously get shouted at and like whatever, like, he'll face the consequences, and like people will like obviously give him like heat for it. But then when a woman messes up, like, whatever, like, the whole conversation of women even being, like, should there be working, shouldn't there just be a housewife, is brought up.
Yeah.
No, you've heard of it. Like, when a woman, like, does something which is not considered very, like, great and, like, you know, when a woman does something and it's not considered, like, the best move or the smartest move, they're like, oh my God, women are not even cut out for business. But that conversation is never brought up for men. It's only brought up for women.
See, the thing is, not just do they have to prove themselves as a woman, they also have to prove themselves, like, in general. So they have this double standard. Wait, I don't think that's the right word. But yeah, there are also double standards, obviously. Like, if a man does this, it's fine. But if a woman does this, it's because she's a woman that she's doing it. Yeah. And one example I wanted to bring up, which is kind of related to this topic, is that, you know, the whole, like, idea that... okay, the gender pay gap still exists, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I was thinking, like, people wouldn't, like, debate it. Like, there's literal statistics about it, right? And, like, when you look at statistics, you don't have much to debate off of. But it's, like, there's some... and I hate being associated with these type of people, but there's some people who mostly are men will go on podcasts and start saying misogynistic stuff.
And oh my God, don't name names, you'll get
sued. I'm not going to name names, obviously, but so I saw this one guy arguing with this other dude.
Bald dude or not?
No.
Okay, not so, bald.
Yeah, so this one guy was arguing with this dude, and he was saying the reason this gender pay gap is there is because women work in less dangerous jobs and they don't go to these jobs. That's the reason. It's not that they're getting paid less. It's that they are not going to jobs that pay more, which first of all is wrong in itself. And second of all, if you really think about the reason why women don't opt to go for many jobs, first of all, they can be denied from those jobs, like from construction jobs. They will be denied. Yes, from construction jobs and things that are like considered manly and dangerous, people will deny them because they're women, simply due to the fact that they're women. And some people still to this day can't believe that women can do these jobs. Second of all, why do you think the women themselves believe they can't do it? It's because of misogyny. It's because of their internalized misogyny that people have told them constantly, oh, women do this, men do that. This all just boils down to misogyny, and they're not making the point that they think they're making by saying the gender pay gap is because women don't do this, women don't do that. They're still generalizing. They're still, it's still all boils down to stereotypes.
And also, I find it insane, just because you're doing a job that is more like, let's say, physically dangerous, it does not mean you're gonna get paid more.
Like, they say that, like, some jobs which are more like, which pay more, like, I don't know what he was going
off
of.
I don't know what he was going off of. Yeah. Just, like, dude, I don't think, like, what is a dangerous job?
I don't know. This man, he was quite weird. Like, his point was not going through.
Yeah, definitely not. But, yeah, I wanted to talk about sort of the downfall of the whole girl boss thing. As I said, it was, like, it became a meme. Instead of, like, a thing that uplifted women, it was just sort of stolen and became a meme. And one of the main reasons was, and this ties up back to my, you know, using feminism as a marketing tool, even though you don't really value it, is that Sofia Amoruso, who owns Nasty Gal, that company was actually sued. Because apparently that did not treat their women staff well, that did not treat their employees well. It was a horrible environment to work at, and they were firing pregnant women so they don't have to pay for maternity leave.
That is so ironic.
I know. That is, I think, something that we really need to talk about, and that's why we're making this episode, is about using, like, feminism as a stepping stone when you don't even, like, respect women. Like, what are you doing, ma'am? Excuse me? Why are you firing pregnant women? I hate it. Like, I just wish there was something for once that was put out for women that was not just
either taken as a joke or not taken, like, not actually taking any action. Because it's, like, anything, like, but, like, first of all, performative activism, as I said, is really, like, a really shitty thing to do in general. But it's, like, when, like, some people genuinely believe they're feminists, yet they still do stuff like this, and they don't think too much about it. They don't think this is unfeminist or whatever, because their ideology of what feminism is so, like, different from what it actually is. Like, its original meaning has been lost. That's why half the people don't take feminism seriously. Like, they just look at it with, ew.
I know. I can't. Like, I found it so insane when I read about the whole Nasty Gal.
Yeah.
Like, lawsuit. Like, how did you create, like, this entire, like, term that's gonna live on eternally as a joke, as an upliftment, like, whatever it is, it's gonna stay. Like, it still is somewhere relevant today in some degree. How can you do that to your own company?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And this, again, like, it's like, she's a woman herself, right? And that's even more surprising, the fact that she did that. And this like ties into this one topic I wanted to talk about, which is basically, you know, like, the whole women supporting women, like, girls supporting girls type of thing. So it's like, you know, obviously, like, when you're a feminist, you would obviously, sometimes you would jump to the conclusion that, oh, she's a woman, like, she would support me, right, with my feminist views.
Yeah.
But, like, even, like, with personal experience, I've come to realize that many women themselves are anti-feminists or misogynistic themselves. And it's just very surprising to me. Like, even though I know that that happens a lot, every single time it happens, I'm just, like, flabbergasted. Yeah.
I think a lot of women don't realize that a lot of their views are misogynistic.
Yeah.
You know, like, when they say something, they don't mean for it, like, they truly believe in women being equal, like, they deserve equal rights and all, but I don't think they understand that their sort of thoughts and opinions are, like, rooted in misogyny. Like, it's a misogynistic thought, what you're saying and expressing.
The fact that they don't realize it, and they're not willing to listen to people who are trying to explain to them, is a very, like, hard discussion to have with them when they think that they're right. Like, which I'm referring to pseudo-feminists, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's like, So there's this one video I saw where this woman was sharing her experience in the workplace.
Hmm.
And she is like a very open feminist. And she had a woman boss.
Yeah.
And she assumed that, she would be a feminist as well, or at least just like respect her.
Hmm.
But instead of teaching her, like she would, so she said that this, her boss would always give her advice on how to build your business, how to get in power and stuff like that. But it's like the way she said it, she came to realize was not how to prove yourself in general. It's how to prove yourself regardless of the fact that you're a woman. Like, make people like not think of the fact that you're a woman. And, you know, and like she would mistreat her women workers as well. And it, like, at the end of the day, it's, like, this cycle of misogyny. I feel like it's more intense with, like, women in the workplace. Like, obviously, I don't have personal experience.
Yeah.
But many of the times, like, this internal misogyny leads to women themselves underestimating other women because they believe, oh, we can't do this. And we also have many, like, doubts in ourselves, right? Yeah. Like, even in school, I feel like sometimes if like a man is giving his opinion, I don't know if this is my personal thing, but like I feel so invalidated sometimes, like if I'm trying to give an idea and a man gives like something sort of similar, but like I still feel like I'm wrong just because, you know, he might be smarter. I feel like those type of doubts will still remain with you in the workplaces, especially when men are in power and men are always like
dominating.
Yeah, yes. Like if it's in like women in STEM, for example.
Oh my god, yeah, I know what you're going at.
Yeah. So I feel like that would be very stressful to work in an environment like that where you constantly have self-doubt. And even if you have like other female co-workers, they might make you feel even worse about yourself, like that example that I said.
And the thing is, the sort of mindset, the sort of, you know, acceptance of, oh, like I feel like self-doubt, like about this is fostered from school, right?
Yeah.
We're school-going children and we feel like this and we've been taught to swallow our pride or whatever, and you grow up and then that carries on into the workplace and you still feel somewhat oppressed, like in a certain sense. Like I know a lot of people are gonna be like, it's not that deep, like it's just a joke.
It is
you are like doubting yourself and you are sort of made to feel like you can't do certain things because you're a girl. And it's like, I do those things when I'm on my period. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm more than adequate. Okay, and like, you sort of just grow up with this mindset and with this habit of holding back your thought. That's so normalized. And that's how it just sticks. It just continues because we're always taught to like, be like, oh no, you know, it's like, this is how things are. And I feel like that's why we have like toxic workplaces for women, because it's just like, you're used to it. You're meant to hold back your thoughts.
Yeah, and it's like, I know this is not that related, but one thing that's related to feminism in school is I want to talk about dress codes.
Oh, yeah.
Because it only applies to women, like only to women, and it's looked at as unprofessional for school. And like, I'll give an example of my own school, which I won't name it, but...
Oh my god, please don't. H&M is behind us after the previous episode.
Yeah. But basically, like, for women, like, we have, like, 50 different things. Like, for example, like, our school has uniforms, but we're allowed to wear, like, home clothes on certain occasions. Yeah. Like, Children's Day and stuff like that. Basically, I remember recently was Children's Day, and we got... a message about the dress code, and okay, like, sure. So they wrote, for girls, no spaghetti straps, no sleeveless at all, no crop tops, nothing above the knee length, some like three other rules, which, and then for men it was like, no shorts, no flip-flops, that's it.
Don't show your toes.
Yeah.
Like I feel like we've spoken about dress codes a lot in the past, like not on podcasts, like personally.
Yeah.
And like, it's so weird how certain body parts are just sexualized for no reason.
And they use the word unprofessional. What is professional in their eyes? Like, fully covering up.
I know. Like, okay. See, as a woman, I'm sorry if this sounds like really controversial. Like, I don't mean this in a bad way. You're gonna be, like, you know, sort of ostracized for wearing a hijab. Mm-hmm. But then you're expected to cover fully, like, as a girl.
Oh my god, you know what I mean? Such a good point.
Like, people are just like, oh, like, when you wear a hijab, it's like, oh my god, you're oppressed by your religion. Like, it's not, it's their choice. If they want to wear a hijab, let them wear a hijab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then, like, when, like, in your school uniform, you're expected to cover up fully. And if you're not, like, when you wear home clothes and go to school, you're expected to cover up fully. And when you're not, they just have, like, a certain, like, thought of you. You know, like, I'm so scared, like, if I wear a crop top to school, my teachers are going to have a certain view of me.
Yeah.
Because they do develop that view of you. And that's so weird, like, you have such different standards for women.
And it's like, I feel like they just, if you really think about it, it's not really, like, they have a certain, like, set beliefs. It's just that they want to control women, like, regardless of what they do, they want to control women in whatever way.
Yeah. See, look, I do believe that there are certain, like, dressing etiquettes, and I guess you could see a dress code, but not in the sense of what schools are putting out. Like, see, if I'm sorry if you wear, like, a complete, like, bikini set to school, like, that's not, like, appropriate for school, because I get it. Like, wear a bikini when you're swimming.
Yeah.
Okay? Or, like, wear a bikini when you're taking your Insta pics or whatever. Okay? Or, like, anywhere else. Because, like, I don't know. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't know actually why.
So, just the idea of dress codes are weird. Like,
so weird.
It's just to control what you wear and what not to wear, and why. Like, why are we forced to wear, like, certain things, and why are we forced not to wear certain things? Like, what is the real reason? They will say it's unprofessional. They'll say it's distracting boys, which I've heard so many times.
How do I care if he's getting distracted? Like, that's not my problem. I'll score higher. I'll be the class topper. Yeah. He's distracted by legs. I'll be the class topper.
Yeah, and it's like, distracting boys, that's his problem, first of all.
That's not us.
And then unprofessional, you need to give me a definition of professional first for me to, like, listen to you.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's talk a little bit about...
Wait, I also want to bring up one more thing in the Jessica thing.
Yeah.
See, like, in my school, again, not going to be named. Like, Akila, you know the school uniform. It's like a skirt. Okay, and there's so many problems with the length of the skirt, okay? Okay, like, I feel like you know who I'm referring to. Like, I'm just giving an example, but I'm not gonna say names and all, obviously. But there's this girl, okay? And, like, they already had a sort of, like, bad view of her because she was, like, not a good student and whatever. Okay, like, mischievous and all. But, like, I feel like... Like, she'd wear the school uniform, and, like, her skirt was, like, short. But it wasn't, like, inappropriately short, and it wasn't really, like, you know, revealing anything. It was not bad at all. Okay, I thought it was, like, a nice length. But then, I feel like the teacher used to make such weird comments about her skirt. And be like, why, you're, like, attention-seeking. Like, you know who I'm talking about. Like, you know the sort of comments that girl used to receive. And it was so, it's just so bizarre to me, like, she wasn't even, like, I don't get it. Like, why are you hating on her for what? Like, everything is covered.
Yeah. And it's, like, a legit, a man could just, like, take off his shirt and be E-class and no one would say anything. But if a woman, like, has a slightly short skirt, they will complain. And that's not even, like, it's literally the school uniform. Like, if they want that to be, like, longer, why don't they make their own uniforms longer? Like, it's a... Like, it's a lot about just, like, controlling women, even if it's not under the woman's control in the first place. They want to tell women what to do, what not to do.
Right.
And this, again, like, talks about, you know, women in the workplace.
Yeah. See, like, talking about feminism and talking about women's rights and all has been really, like, prominent, like, in these past few years, especially because of social media and all. But just because you're talking about it, like, today we're talking about feminism, doesn't mean we're really impacting it.
Yeah.
See, the impact happens when you actually make those changes. Like, when somebody makes you feel like you're lesser, or somebody makes you feel like you're not capable of doing something and you shouldn't be doing something because you're a woman. And when you finally speak out about it and you finally say no and you do it, you pursue it regardless, that's sort of making an impact. That is making an impact. You can't just talk about a topic and expect it to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, like, I feel like every woman listening to this, and even, like, man, any gender, like, when you see a girl, a woman, like, again, I'm saying, again, women, I'm sticking to the binary. When you see women being treated wrongly just because of the basis of their gender, just think about what you can do.
Yeah.
Like, can you help in that situation? If you can, you should. Because why are women being restricted for their gender?
Yeah.
I have never not been able to do something because I'm a woman. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I've studied, I've scored equivalent to guys in my exams. I can run, I can play sports well. Like, I don't get why women are constantly made to feel like they're not enough. Like, we are enough just by being here.
Yeah. And, like, especially when you're trying to make money for yourself, when you're trying to, you know, build a life for yourself and show that you really are independent and you can earn for yourself, and you're in this toxic environment where you're, again, like, told about these stereotypes repeated over and over again, and you have to do more than what your, you know, male counterparts have to do, male coworkers have to do, and it's just so, like, it feels so exhausting. Like, I know I'm not at that age where I have to work yet, but
no, we still face it at
we
this
still
age.
Face it, right? But we don't face it in the workplace, and I feel very upset for women who are disrespected in the workplace, which is probably majority of them, to be honest. And I feel like, like, me personally, like, my mom, she has her own company, right? And
oh my god, I feel girl like... boss in a good way.
Yeah, but I feel like the only reason she doesn't get disrespected in her work is because she is the boss of her own company. If she wasn't, then I'd have, like, every right to, like, assume that she is disrespected. Like, I feel like that's my only guarantee that she isn't disrespected is because it's her own company.
Yeah. And also, like, women who are employees of other people and all, like, they have to sort of take that disrespect. Like, if you speak out, like, against her, like, let's say, manager,
who's
me.
You could risk losing your job.
Yeah, and they'll just find somebody else who'll take it.
And, like, I find that so, like...
it's scary. It's so scary considering that we are, you know, obviously studying to go get a job or whatever. Because, like, it's, you're never made, like, you never feel like you're enough.
One more thing, I wanted to quote Kim Kardashian.
Oh my god, Akila!
Like, we've already talked about it in another episode, but she said, I have the best advice for women in business. She said, get your effing ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days. What do you think about that?
I do not feel like her statement was a calculated one. I think she was just in a mood and she just said it. I don't feel like she understood the different levels to what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's definitely not the best thing to say as a very privileged woman. Yeah. But she worked hard. Like, she got where she got through hard work, and she thought that it applies to everyone else's. Like, you can't control the factors that determine success for yourself. You can't, right?
See, the thing is, many people argued that it was hypocritical because, you know, like, she didn't work at all. But, like, she obviously she had to work. Like, any job, like, even as social media or, like, reality TV show star like her, she still had to work, like, at least, like maybe less than, like, other workers, but, like, she still had to work. So the thing is, it's not that, not just that she's being hypocritical, it's the fact that she aimed this towards women. She assumes that women are not doing that. Like, hard work is required for, like, I saw this in a tweet, hard work is required for any type of work, like, regardless of your gender. But the fact that she's assuming that women don't already work hard enough is the problem.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to bring up one more thing related to Kim Kardashian. Is that, see, like, whatever you say, like, even if you say, like, oh my god, the Kardashians, the whole, don't have any talents or whatever, like, they're still relevant. Yeah. They're still, like, the entire family's in the Met Gala recently, and they're still relevant, they still have their businesses, they have so many businesses. She's a billionaire for a reason, mm-hmm. okay? But the thing is, people constantly take her back to her sex tape. Like, no matter her achievement, no matter her becoming a billionaire, whatever, no matter how big Skims gets, people are always going to be like, she got, like, famous through a sex tape. Okay, but, like, the dude in the sex tape is not always held to that, is he? I forgot his name.
I don't even know his name.
Hold on.
And I think we know that's another name. Thing. Like, sex workers, like, I know she's not a sex worker, but sex workers are disrespected so much.
So, like, having an OnlyFans, like, do you watch those, like, do you see those, like, reels that come? Like, people be questioning, would you let your daughter get an OnlyFans?
That then is so, like, why would they, like, why is that a discussion? Like, sex work at the end of the day is still work. Like, you're still doing a, like, a set of, like a field of work. It's still a field of work. And I remember talking about this in, like, one of my English classes. But, like I know I'll go a little bit off topic. But basically, there was this poem by Carol Ann Duffy. But, like, basically, it was a poem about this woman who was getting a nude painting of her done. The man was, like, painting her.
He paint me like your French woman, Jack.
So he was called a genius, yet she was called, you know, a whore. So it's like, I know, like, even, like, men in sex work are disrespected, probably. Yeah. But the whole, like, idea of disrespecting people for this field of work is, again, rooted in misogyny and slut shaming and all that. There's so much to misogyny that still remains to this day, and some people still have the audacity to come sit here on a podcast. not us.
Coming back to us, I was like, Akila, what?
No, like, they come sit here on a misogynistic podcast and debate whether feminism is still really needed or not.
Yeah, like, what does that mean? It is needed. It's gonna forever be there because it's about equality.
Yeah.
The core is equality. I don't get people's problem.
Yeah.
Like, please don't ever question whether feminism should exist or not. Because every human, regardless of their gender, regardless of their color, race, everything, deserves equal rights.
But anyways, hashtag girl boss, but if you're pregnant, you're fired.